the tennis metaphor. This is a self-as-context metaphor for all ages. It's a common metaphor used in ACT, and I've adapted this particular one from a video on YouTube of Russ Harris discussing this. But feel free to Google this and find examples of other people doing it, or just keep listening in here. So let's imagine that you're playing tennis. And as you're playing, you see the ball is coming towards you. Where do you think your attention needs to be? That's right. Of course you need your attention to be on the ball. But hey, let's imagine at the side of the tennis court, you look over and you see somebody out there watching the match, and they're wearing the most unusual clothing. And then you see somebody else playing their radio annoyingly loud while you're trying to concentrate on playing your match. And it's really hard to concentrate with all that noise. And oh gosh, there's mom and dad and maybe some of your friends, and they're all watching you. And oh my God, they're also filming you on your phone. Oh, now your attention's no longer on the ball. Ah, what happens? Oh, that's right. You've missed your shot. What now? But maybe you're really lucky and you can notice this with enough time to correct it. You realize your attention has wandered away from the ball and you can bring it back again just in time to hit the next one. Phew. But remember, of course, you're not the ball and you're not the tennis match and you're not the audience. Though, of course, you could certainly play that role on another day. But rather, you are the person who is noticing all of this stuff happening, and you can choose, even though it might be really hard sometimes, but you can choose to put your attention back on the match that you're currently playing. And that is the tennis metaphor.